Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. Many people acknowledge the existence of God, but true salvation requires more than mere intellectual assent. To fully embrace faith, one must submit to God as both Lord and Savior. This act of submission involves recognizing God's authority over one's life, accepting His guidance and teachings, and placing complete trust in His plan for salvation. It is an invitation to enter into a deep personal relationship with the Creator, where His will becomes paramount and His guidance is sought in every facet of life. Understanding and embracing this concept is essential for anyone seeking to experience the fullness of salvation, as it transforms belief into a lived reality, infusing every moment with purpose and divine direction. In today's sermon titled, Submit to God as Your Lord and Savior, Evangelist Paul Acqua explores the profound implications of submitting to God, highlighting its transformative impact on a believer's life.
Salvation is more than mentally acknowledging God's existence. God has a specific purpose for your life, so He wants you to commit your life to Him. He wants you to submit to Him as your Lord and Savior. Christians must do more than mentally acknowledge God's existence. That's very important, because the Bible says that we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. That's recorded in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. My friend, God isn't keeping His will a secret. Salvation through faith in Jesus is God's universal will for every person on earth. It brings you into a personal relationship with God. It's the absolute first step in finding God's will for your life. God has a good plan for you. His plan is not evil. His plan is full of hope in the future. He wants to lead you to an expected end. And the first step in finding that marvelous will from God is to submit your life to Him. God has prepared good works for you to walk in. Once you are in relationship with God, you can move on to find out what His particular will for your life is. God made you for one specific purpose, and your only chance of reaching your full potential is to find that purpose. My friend, the first step in reaching that potential is to receive the new birth, which Bible records as birth from above. That means committing your life to Him as your Lord and Savior. You see, one of the most popular verses of scripture that we use often for salvation is the one recorded in Romans chapter 10, verse 9, yes, which says that if you shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you shall be saved. So what the Bible says there. But that verse says you have to confess Jesus as your Lord. And that's more than just mouth and the words. That's like husband and wife committing to each other. You have to commit your life to Him personally. And when you do that, the Bible says you are born again from above. You are changed on the inside, from the inside out. If you're already born again, that's great. I'm not trying to talk you out of it. But if you have not committed your life to God personally, you need to do so. And as I said before, this is the first and most important step in finding God's will for your life. You need to be certain that you have done it. You have done so because God prepared some good works for you to walk in. That is His will. But until you receive Him as your Lord and Savior and submit your life to Him, you cannot find these good works that He prepared for you and me to walk in them. My friend, if you say that Jesus is your Lord, then that means you are submitting your life to Him. Many churchgoers think that merely believing God exists is enough to be saved. Let me repeat, many churchgoers, people who go to church, who claim to be Christian, they think that merely believing God exists is enough to be saved. But that's not so. It may surprise you that there are going to be so many people who call themselves Christians, but they are going to spend eternity separated from God because they weren't told the truth. They were told that, do you believe that there is God? Do you believe that Jesus is the Son of God? And if somebody is willing to confess that, then they say that that makes them a Christian. No, the Bible teaches that you must commit your life to the Lord. Let me refer you to a scripture in James chapter 2 verse 19. And it says this, you believe that there is one God. You do well. Devils also believe and tremble. And then in the next verse, that verse 10, the Bible goes on to say that faith without works is dead. You see, that's a very strong statement. In other words, it's no great accomplishment or achievement to believe in God. Even the devil knows that God is real. God exists. It says you believe that there is one God. Okay, that's fine. The devil believes that and he trembles at the name of God. I would say the devil probably fears God more than most people do. And yet, that's not salvation. That's not born from above. That's not born again. You have to do more than mentally acknowledge God's existence. You have to submit yourself to Him. You must do more than just believe that there is a God. You have to commit your life to Him. You must make Him your Lord. That doesn't mean that you are making a commitment that you will never sin. No, that's not the case. You see, the Bible says in Romans 3:23 that all of us have sinned. We have come short of the glory of God. That's what the Bible says. So it's not a commitment that you will never sin, but then God gives you power to overcome sin. Jesus died for us. He expects us to live for Him. So we need to commit to Him. And He died for all, that those who live should live no longer for themselves, but for Him who died for them and rose again. That's what the Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 15. I like this. It says, and He died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for Him who died for them and rose again. Galatians 2:20 also says, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. So Christians are truly free to live, but it isn't actually the believer who is living. It is Christ living through us. We need to understand what it means to be born again Christian. It's a total commitment to God. It's making God the Lord of your life. You are making Him and accomplishing Him and having a good relationship with me so that He rules your life. That's Christianity. You cannot save yourself. And that's why God became a man in the person of Jesus Christ and paid the price for sin on your behalf. Bible says, come now and let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as white as wool. It's Isaiah 1:18. So no one's sins have ever been changed from crimson to being white as snow through their own goodness. This only happens by grace. We have a Savior who paid for our sin, and that is the only way sin gets dealt with. And once that has happened, we submit our lives to Him so that we can walk in the good works that He prepared for us. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that is not yourself. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. With that submission to God, you cannot find these good works and walk in them. Obviously, good works cannot save you. We know that. What's undeniable is that true believers in Christ must live under the lordship of Christ, not like those who live as they please, who live anyhow. Those of us who are truly saved, who are truly born again, the Holy Spirit lives in us, and so we can do whatever God asks us to do. God will work in you to do his will. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you both to will and to do for his good pleasure. That's what the Bible says. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. He will strengthen you with his Holy Spirit. You need a relationship, a vibrant relationship with God, submitting to him as your Lord and Savior. Nothing you can do will make you worthy of receiving God's love. No amount of good works will earn you the privilege of being righteous in God's eyes. Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to anyone who believes. So you will say, why the law? The aim of the law was always to point us to the Savior, which is why Jesus Christ is the fulfillment of the law. He is our righteousness. There is no holiness apart from him. He completely obeyed the whole law without exception and without fault, and his perfect sinless record becomes our true faith. And once we receive him, we submit to him, and he becomes our Lord and Savior, and we can walk in his purposes for our life. The only thing that can change our condition is a new spirit and a new life, which is Christ's gift to us when we believe in him as our Savior, when we submit to him as our Lord. The only thing that will restore you to a right relationship with God is putting your faith in Jesus and submitting to him as your Lord and Savior. That's very important. You see, God's will for every person on earth is to know him. Bible says, if you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. This verse is saying that we have to be willing and obedient in order to eat the good of the land. That's recorded in Isaiah chapter 1 verse 19. God deals with us based on his grace, but we have to obey what he tells us to do if we are going to finish our race and accomplish his plans and walk in the good works that he prepared for us. It doesn't matter what you have done in the past. Apostle Paul said he was the greatest sinner of all, yet God chose him to show that anybody who calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. This is the only way we are saved. When we refuse his gracious gift, we are refusing God's eternal life, joy, peace, and contentment. In order to be saved or to be in right relationship with God, you must be born again. That's what Jesus said. A hardened heart and stubborn heart will only take you to a place of torment, a place of sorrow, a place separated from God. And this is a place that you call hell. Do not be stubborn. Don't harden your heart. A place of sorrow, brokenness, and eternal separation from God is prepared for those people who will not submit to God. So salvation is so simple, but it did not come cheap. Jesus paid for our salvation by taking the punishment we deserve in his own body on the cross. He suffered, died, and defeated death by rising again. Jesus earned salvation for us because we couldn't. So all you have to do to be saved is to be sorry for your sins and believe that Jesus died to forgive your sin and receive that forgiveness. Believe that Jesus is alive and make him your Lord. Submit to him. And if you would just say this prayer with me, saying it loud from your heart, you will be saved. If you are ready, then you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, "Dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered all the punishment of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving me my sins. Thank you for saving me. Amen."
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer request, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is all ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.